The Committee for Senate Transportation, Tourism, and Economic Development Appropriations Subcommittee will come to order. Ms. Sailors, please call the roll.
Chair Hudson.
Here.
Senator Thurston. Senator Brandis. Here. Senator Lee. Senator Perry. Here. Senator Simpson. Here. Senator Tadeo. Here. Senator Torres. Here. Chair, we have a quorum.
Thank you. Senators, if we could all please stand for the pledge led by Senator Torres.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please silence all electronic devices. At this point, I will turn it over to our staff director, Jennifer Herlicka, to introduce our staff and do a brief overview on our budget. You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. In the meeting packet, we put together a short overview document to give you some information about the areas that this committee is generally over. You can see on the second page of that document, on page 2, that out of an overall budget of about $89 billion, the transportation and economic development portion is 16% of the budget, so not too small, not too large. But when you look at the second graph, out of all the general revenue, this budget is only 1%. So most of the agencies within this budget are federal funds, trust funds, not a lot of general revenue to play with. There are 6 agencies that the budget covers: the Department of Economic Opportunity, the Division of Emergency Management, which is in the Executive Office of the Governor, the Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles, the Department of Military Affairs, the Department of State, and the Department of Transportation. And you can see on page 3, a chart of appropriations from last session or in the current fiscal year. You can see that highway safety and transportation don't receive any general revenue. They're all trust funded. And then I think you see in the Department of Economic Opportunity, a lot of their general revenue was for the Job Growth Grant Fund, and Visit Florida was really the majority of the general revenue they got. There's also a lot of pass-through federal funds. For example, in the Division of Emergency Management, a lot of that money is because of the Hurricane Irma, and it passes through that budget, so we don't have a lot of control over that. And the rest of the document just briefly has information about each department. It has a chart that will show the appropriations for 18-19, and then where the green line is underneath that, where it says recurring funds only, would be the base for that department. And then it will have a description of the various bureaus or divisions, programs that are in the department. So if anybody has any questions, you know, you're welcome to speak with us and the staff. The last page of the document on page 22 has the staff analyst who covers each department. So John McAuliffe covers the Department of Transportation, Department of Economic Opportunity, and the Division of Emergency Management. And Elizabeth Wells covers the Department of Highway Safety, the Department of State, and the Department of Military Affairs. Or you can ask me, and I'll generally make up any answer that will satisfy you.
Thank you, Ms. Herlicka. And I know you went around to each member beforehand, but does any member have any questions on the overview of last year's budget? Great. Seeing none, Senator Simpson moves we adjourn.